good. It's just what we need. Hopefully we can finish it off on Saturday with 9 points from a week, which will be brilliant.
If you talk us through that game tonight, because it was a real up and down one.
Yeah, we started very badly. We were very poor. We didn't seem at it at all, but we sorted ourselves out. And the last 15 minutes of the first half, we started to play some decent stuff then. But yeah, we're just up and down, conceding two bad goals right at the end of the first half as well, which we can't do. But second half we've come out and rallied, and it shows the character and a good group of lads in there.
And why do you think that keeps happening when you've got such an experienced set of defenders in the team that such bad goals keep getting conceded?
If I knew we'd be able to sort it out, that's probably why we're at the bottom and not challenging at the top. Silly mistakes, and we need to address them quickly and sort them out. Luckily we've scored three, but we shouldn't need to score three goals away from home to win a game.
Thank you. Obviously what happens in the dressing room stays in the dressing room, but what was it like at half time, having dragged yourself back into the game, to then have such a sickening blow to concede right before the half time whistle?
Yeah, obviously there were unhappy people in there and made the feelings known. It can't keep happening. We're just shooting ourselves in the foot constantly. But we can probably address that in the next few days. But for tonight, I think it's just we've got 3 points and we can enjoy them.
And how confident are the team now after back-to-back away wins that you can drag yourself out of this?
We believe we can. There's form over the last few games has been excellent. If we can just keep this up, I'm sure we'll suck more teams in. And as we're sucking more teams in, we'll steadily get out of the relegation zone.
And on a personal level, then, you had a big part to play in two of the goals tonight.
Yeah, Anthony Wordsworth's ball's in a top draw. I just try and get in the middle of the goal and stick my head on him. I've set eyes, I look for one, and then got myself a goal, which I'm happy about. Just want to keep doing that, helping the team. And always on a personal note, if I can keep scoring, it's only going to benefit me.
And how have you settled in, do you feel? You've been at the club for, it's about 6 weeks now?
No, I ain't been there that long. It's only been 3 weeks, I think, 3 and a bit weeks. It's 28 days on Saturday it'll be. But the lads are great. I've settled in well. There's good characters in the dressing room, and I've fitted right in. I'm happy at the moment.
So if it's coming up to the 28-day mark, with the loan deadline coming up as well, has there been any conversations about possibly staying till the end of the season?
I'm not sure. I think that's going to happen in the next few days, and we'll see what's happening. I don't know what's happening on Rotherham's side, and obviously on Crawley's side as well.